This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we are halfway home on a Monday, a beautiful Monday out there this morning. Great to be here with you. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Lovely, lovely day so far. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And parents, if you've got kids in the car, I would give us a beat. I've been trying to get better about that. We do cover some adult topics on this show, and you know, because we're adults and we do an adult show, but it does go off the rails a little bit from time to time. And Ben had a question.
Well, I didn't realize this was an adult topic. I thought, honestly, I was on Twitter this weekend, and I didn't have time to just go down the rabbit hole, but I kept seeing the same phrase coming up over and over again.
What was that phrase?
It was said, Hawk Tua.
Save that.
And I was trying to figure out, well, what does that even mean? It doesn't make any sense to me. I thought maybe it was like...
Say it again.
Hawk Tua. I thought it was like Piggy Sooey, like Arkansas Razorbacks or War Eagle. You know, Hawk Tua, like go Hawks, like Atlanta Falcons must cheer that or something when they're, or Atlanta Hawks, you know, fans cheer that. Like Hawk Tua.
Like Adam.
Hawk Tua, yeah.
Adam
would go, runs around
Hawk
the stadium.
Yeah.
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
You know, let's do it. Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua. Let's get it.
Kind of sounds like hop to it. Let's
yeah,
get
hop
going.
To it. Let's hop to it, guys.
Get going.
Well, saw Bryce Harper did the Hawk Tua. Celebration? I'd say it's a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a double. Padres do this.
Do they do the, and then the hearts?
Yeah.
Hawk Tua. So you don't really know what the origin, the meaning of it?
No clue.
Nobody says.
I just kept seeing that phrase over and over again.
Nobody says this is a family show. It isn't. And I'm glad that it is for a lot of you. But it's not meant to be. Look, if I had my druthers, we'd be on Sirius, okay? Like, that's just the case that it would be on. She'd be in this morning, in studio, Hawk Tua girl.
No, she wouldn't, because she's, like, the biggest celebrity now
that's
in
true.
America.
Yeah, we couldn't get her. We could not get her.
In an election year, in a time where nobody can agree on anything.
She lost her job, Brandon said? No way. No, she did not.
Yeah, she was like, she was a... Like a preschool or kindergarten teacher at a private school?
Wow. Ma'am. 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 Well, all right. So play the clip. This is how it all came out.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
Do you understand yet? With the context of the next part.
I now, like... It's not hawk like Atlanta Hawks.
Like,
it's like hawka.
Hawkaloogie.
Spit. Isn't that H-O-C-K?
Yeah.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Because everywhere I saw was H-A-W-K, like hawk, like a bird. So yeah, I was thinking it had something to do with a bird.
I think you're getting in the weeds. And then what else?
Hawk to it. Spit on that thing.
I like how she says thang. Reminds me of the girls I went to high school with.
Thang.
Spit on that thing.
Thang.
Thang. Reminds me of, like, all of my relatives would say thang.
Puck to it. Spit on that thing.
It was everywhere. I mean, it went. Things go viral and things go crazy and they go too fast. And then we get burned out on them. I'm already burned out on it, as I tend to do. My window's really about 24 hours. And I'm like, all right, we get it. How many songs and bits can you do with it? But when you asked me and Pauly off the air, what was this thing that
I was out of the loop this week.
What
weekend.
Was this thing?
Thing.
That everyone was talking about. She lost her job? That's trash, dude. Come on.
If she's referring to now what I'm imagining she's referring to.
She
and Pauly
is.
Said she was a preschool or kindergarten teacher at a private
I
school.
I read that.
Yeah.
You know, private schools tend to...
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can just kind of do what they want.
Yeah, but, like, let's not act like private school teachers don't do that. Maybe they just don't say it.
That. I think there is a differentiation between what you quietly do...
Now they're saying it's fake.
The whole thing is fake.
No, that's a real thing, but they're saying that she did not lose her job. Good, nor should she. So you get it now?
She didn't commit any crimes.
No.
From what I am gleaning here.
No. It's not a crime, by the way, out there. Despite what my wife might think. It's not a crime. It is it's a fun thing. She's a bartender. Yeah, she definitely didn't lose her job. She's not a teacher. There's so much disinformation on the internet. It changes in 30 seconds. Good for her. So you get it now. The light bulb went off.
What was the context of why was she being on video?
Somebody asked her, what do you do that could really, make things better?
Donate your time to charity.
In the bedroom,
pick up trash.
Yeah, pick up trash on the side of the road. No.
Let's make the world a better place. Where are we going here?
Let's be honest. She is definitely making the world a better place, in my opinion. Now, it went crazy, as it always does. Pauly, give me just the gist of everything that happened. Because, you know, I mean, like, again, Bryce Harper hits a double, slides in the second, and does the... the next day. What,
now, is there a maneuver that...
Yeah, she just told you what it was.
Well, yeah, but you can't do that at second base.
Sure you can. And he did it.
No,
did you
can't.
Not see this? Pull it up.
I didn't see this, no.
You did not see this.
There's only one I want. I love you, Pookie, forever.
Love you too. Yeah, he did the maneuver.
I can't imagine.
Pull it up.
What you have me imagining now is something you can't do at second base.
Pull it up.
Just want live reaction to Ben watching Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Yes.
I just missed that.
Kevin says, Ben thinks it's a better way to clean golf clubs. Yes, you could do that. It's a decent one. My dad does that.
I will do that with my my golf ball on the green.
Talk
when
to
there's
it.
Little... You know,
my dad
grass just needs a little. Just you need to scrape it off a little bit.
Playing golf with my dad, he'll hit his shot. He'll walk over to his bag and he'll do the hawk, and then he'll clean it with his towel. My dad's a big hawk
tool.
Yeah, he spits on that thing, which is like his four iron.
Spit on that thing.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, how'd you clean that seven iron?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk.
Yep, that's right. You get me? You find it yet?
It seems to have been removed from the internet.
Get
out
of here.
Went.
I'll find it.
Pauly will find it. So, yeah, that was a fun-ish viral moment. And I'm sure they created some songs.
Oh, yeah. AI did
some songs.
Does.
Okay, let's hear it. Country song. Makes sense.
Underneath the moonlight, stars shining bright.
It's Jason Aldean.
She went hawk to hawk,
spat
on that thing. What a
pretty sight.
All right. That's
she made
enough.
Me go crazy
that's
every
enough.
Time
I don't
she
hear
did it.
More.
What a wild
delight. I don't like
I think her name was Haley. Where'd we run? We were hotter than a summer's day, hotter than the sun.
I don't like bro country as it is, much less bro country about that. He's looking like he's looking for treasure.
I'm looking. Let's see. I I'm still don't it up see it. He did a home run here.
I'm putting it up on the stream right now. It was not after a home run. It was after a double.
And I'm looking at the wrong clip.
It's very uncomfortable.
Pull it up for you. Yeah.
It's like the morning he came in and asked us, Pauly, what WAP is. Remember that? He's like, hey, what does WAP mean?
I wasn't sure if it was pronounced WAP or WAP.
Well, that's an Italian slur, so thanks for getting us canceled. Sorry, Italian Paul. Sorry about that. So.
See it, Ben?
Let's see. The ball is being thrown in.
There's merch. Somebody said there's merch on this.
Yeah.
Some edgelord is going to wear a Hawk Tua shirt out to the ballpark. And probably not going to let you in. You mean, well, I couldn't wear my Hawk Tua shirt? No, you can't wear your Hawk Tua shirt.
Just to be clear, I was thinking like doo-wop. Doo-wop.
What is, what's WAP?
It's like, he's like another one of my children.
What is, what's WAP?
I'm going to have to explain all this stuff to these guys at some point.
Just add it to the list here. All right. Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua. Yep. Yeah, it was a fun one. I'm over it, though. She's had her more than 50
years. Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
So stupid. So stupid.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's our sweet, sweet, little innocent Ben. Bryce Harper is pretty good. He's a bit of a panderer. He panders a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you saw the home run he hit in London. And he ran and did the soccer slide. Like, he knows. He's a showman. He's a showman, right? He's a showman. And he got to second and gave her the...
almost like he's thinking, what can I do to go viral?
Yeah, he's Adam Klug would love him right. as an employee. Because Bryce, can you do recreate this?
Yes,
no
absolutely.
Problem. 100%. Yeah, give me the big bomba class, Pauly. No, I think that's a really...
Big bomba
yeah.
class before bossing on your head.
Yeah, I had to explain that to my children at home.
How'd that go?
As well. It went really well. Really well. So there's that viral moment that happened over the weekend, certainly. We can get back into some Padres baseball, as I know that I definitely want to. You know it's bad when I'm ready to get back to talking about Padres baseball. I can't wait for you to see that clip, though.
I saw it on our stream.
You did see it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, if I didn't have any context, which I didn't,
you'd go,
it looks
what in
like
the
he's
world?
Just spitting on something, is what it looks like.
That's kind of the whole... Yeah.
Ball players spit all the time.
They do.
It's very common.
They don't usually mimic that, though, from what I've seen. Yeah.
I mean, you have to use your imagination as to what he might be or might not be doing. Yeah, let's turn our attention back to the Padres. I'd feel more comfortable if we did that.
We're going to play Take on Woods again. Later, but it's going to be a
different kind of woods. Yeah, putting together some questions for Bo Woods for a
comment.
Chance to win some Padres tickets.
This comment in the chat, Rob. She's anything like my neighbor. She learned it from her mom. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
God. Dang.
Oh.
Would you be mad if you were her dad?
Mad. I might feel
her
a little
dad's
embarrassed.
As clueless as Ben.
Yeah. No, I might feel a little.
What would you feel? Shame?
No, just a little uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, that's what I'd want my daughter to be famous for. Certainly would respect her personal
life.
Choices and personal life, but I wouldn't want that to be what she was best known for in the entire world.
Literally, though.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally what
right.
she's famous for today and
right.
for the rest of
if
her life.
If it's just a small part of an otherwise fruitful and productive life, yeah, that's fine, whatever. But, you know, if that's your signature moment forever, that might be rough.
Once again.
Oh, you'll hear that drop again in the Tournament of Drops.
Oh, yeah. Once again, I am very happy that I have two little boys. Keep them off the internet. Used to be keep them off the poll, and now it's just keep them off the internet, man. Holy smokes.
All right, we're going to take a time out. Have you seen the Rookie of the Year odds continuing to shrink for one Jackson Merrill? And by shrink, I mean get more toward even money as opposed to the 10 to 15 to 1 shot he was about a week ago. Jackson Merrill continues to tear it up. We'll talk about Jackson and some of the Padres who are getting the job done right now. After a check of traffic here with more Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Still underway. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair now through July 7th. The Magic of the Midway, live concerts, and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets online. Learn more at what's happening. It's sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Question for you, Woods, or Paul, both of you. If we went back to spring training, end of February... Which Padre had the best odds to win the Rookie of the Year award in the National League?
Would be Jackson Merrill.
That is incorrect.
It would be... Which rookie? Yuki Matsui.
Yuki Matsui actually had the best odds in spring training. If you were going to bet on a Padre to win the Rookie of the Year award, would have been Yuki Matsui at about 50-1.
Man,
Jackson Merrill was 70-1 on February 28th. You know what? That was about 80-1 was Ethan Salas to win the Rookie of the Year award in the National League. Jackson Merrill was only a slightly more favored to win the NL Rookie of the Year than Ethan Salas back in February. This was before, of course, he was named on the team, a starter, or anything. Didn't even know if he was going to break camp with the San Diego Padres.
I remember laughing at you incessantly. when you said that he could win Rookie of the Year after like four games. I did. I laughed at you and said
it was still a pretty the odds were pretty long. A week ago, he was still about the eighth or ninth choice. You know, double digits to one, 10-1, 15-1. Now this morning, if you wake up and look at the National League Rookie of the Year odds, the favorite is Paul Skenes of the Pittsburgh Pirates, -125.
Somebody just said they bought into Skenes at Rookie of the Year at +3,000. Today's at -190.
Damn.
And then the next two choices are Shota Imanaga and Jackson Merrill, +350.
Boy, Imanaga's fallen off hard. He's on my fantasy team.
He has definitely had his... well, that's part of the reason why Jackson Merrill's been moving up, because Shota Imanaga is looking much more human.
I want to say this. I'll just say this for the record. I don't like players that were professionals coming here and winning Rookie of the Year, like Yamamoto, Yuki Matsui even, and Imanaga. Like, they were professional ball players, right?
Yeah.
They're not... I mean, Jackson Merrill is a literal rookie. And I know they're all starting in the same league at the same time, but those guys played professionally in not some scrub league either.
Remember,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
Ichiro came over, won MVP and Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, he had played like 12 years yes. professionally in Japan. He was like the next Michael Jordan guy.
And by the way, I mean, you could do International Rookie of the Year. Fine by me. Make it, create a new award. You can do whatever you want. International Rookie of the Year is great. Your first time in the big leagues, there is a transition. We just talked to Mike Schilt about this on Friday. He was talking about Yuki Matsui. Hey, guys, don't forget. He's a
Just a separate category for under age 25 and over age 25.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I just think, again, you played professionally in Japan. And again, not a scrub league at all. A really, really good competitive baseball league. No matter where they come from. Korea, KBO, Japan, whatever. I just, again, and... with teams going out and signing more of those guys, it's going to make it harder for guys like Jackson Merrill, who did come up through the minor leagues and, you know, and make their way into the big leagues. I understand the playing field, I guess, is technically level, but it doesn't rub me the wrong way. But if Yamamoto won Rookie of the Year over, you know, Jackson Merrill, that would bum me out.
Well, right now, midway through the season, it's a, kind of a three-person race. After Merrill, you drop all the way down to Joey Ortiz of the yep. Brewers we just saw. He's a good young ball
player,
but he's at like 12, 13 to 1, I think. So it's down to kind of Skenes, Imanaga, and Merrill, and any one of them could get it based on how the second half of the season goes. Jackson, of course, continued his tear on Saturday with a 440-foot three-run blast to center field to break the scoreless tie in that game against the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, I thought that 400-foot blast he hit a few days ago was like something. That was an absolute power hitter bomb that he hit on Saturday night.
I was there.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in, our beloved friends, the Dailies, invited us to sit down in their home plate seats where you're 15 feet from home plate. And you can hear it. You can hear the fastballs whistling in. The umpire was coming over to chat you up between innings. It's such a cool experience to be able to do that. Thank you to Patrick, for having us. It was brilliant. When he hit it, my head was down just for a split second and I just heard, crack! And I was like, oh my God. I looked up and just, I mean, center fielder's running. He's like, no, there's no way. That ball was murdered by that kid. Murdered. Did anybody think that kid would finish? If you would have asked me in spring training, hey, will he hit 10 home runs in his rookie campaign? I'd say that's the absolute ceiling for him. 10. 10 max. And it's going to be a stretch to get there. Now I'm looking at this kid going, you know, sky's the limit for him, man. It's been unreal.
He can get hot and push for 30.
Right? I mean, 30 seems like a stretch, but I also thought 10 was a stretch. So
he'll have 13, 14, 15 maybe by the All-Star break.
If he keeps up on this, his pace right now over what he's done the last 10 games or so is insane.
What tool does Jackson Merrill not already possess at age 21? Of the five tools, which are, you know, hit for average, hit for power, field,
run and throw.
If you look at his sliders right now, they're all in the red.
He looks like a five-tool player right now.
They look like they're all in the red at this point. We thought power might take a while. We thought learning center field, fielding is going to take a while. But he covers a ton of ground out there. He's getting better every single day. We saw his arm on display this weekend when he had another outfield assist at second base. They tried to test his arm. That didn't work out well for the Milwaukee Brewers. Jackson Merrill is doing everything well right now. It is so impressive, and he continues to do it with a level head. But he's also not that rookie who just sits there and is seen but not heard. He's got some fire and passion and seems to fire up his teammates. He's got some intangibles. The six tool seems to do that as well. Right now, Jackson Merrill is bringing everything to the table for the San Diego Padres.
Oh, man, he's turned himself into a real leader. I want to talk to Sammy Leavitt about that because Sammy's had a chance to get some really good comments from him lately. You know, talking about, hey, you know, we're effing ballers and we're gamers and all that. I mean, he's a leader. He's a leader in that clubhouse. He's a guy that people are looking to, you know, already at 21 years old. He's been in the league for 80 games. I mean, it's just insane.
Now, to be honest, it's going to be tough to win it away from Paul Skeens if he continues to pitch the way he's pitching. He's got the just that national, you know,
cachet
right now.
He's got that Hawk 2 about him.
he does. And, yeah, I mean, he's still throwing 102 on his last pitch of his start over the weekend. Skeens is now. Does he have a pitch like limit though? As a rookie, are they going to be careful with him?
I'm sure
if the Pirates fall out of it, you know, and they're still in the wild card race. But if they're not, are they going to back off of him the last three or four weeks of the season and go, let's save him for next year? Could impact rookie of the year chase for Jackson Merrill. Just one of those fun things to keep an eye out here on the second half of the season for the Padres.
And I'm going to ask, because I know Sammy asked him about Rookie of the Year, and his response was fantastic. You couldn't have drawn it up in the cliche factor, in the cliche factory any better than he did. So he's fantastic. There's nothing not to love about Jackson Merrill right now.
We will talk to Sammy Leavitt about Jackson Merrill and more when we come back. First, though, we got some tickets to give away. The San Diego Legion down to the last game of the regular season before they hit the playoffs. They'll be hosting the Seattle Seawolves this Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. And if you want to see some live rugby action in person, you can win now. Tickets at 833-288-0973. Fourth caller going to win a pair of tickets to the Legion at 833-288-0973.
I saw them practicing the other day. They practiced in Encinitas Community Park. You guys, you look in the mirror and you think you're a man. And then you look at the San Diego Legion guys walking off of practice, and I shrunk down in my car. I was like, I can't let them see me. Bro, those guys are units. Units! It's incredible. Incredible to see.
I've been watching some of their games, and I'm figuring out rugby, some of the rules and nuances. I go, I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. And you can get there, too, by going to sdlegion.com. Get your own tickets for the season finale against the Seattle Seawolves this Saturday at Snapdragon Stadium. Good luck. Call in to win, and we'll talk with Sammy Leavitt coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for the 97.3 The Fan commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben Woods, Annie and Elston, Gwynn and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. You mentioned while we were talking about Jackson Merrill and his Rookie of the Year candidacy, the interview from the clubhouse over the weekend. Sammy Leavitt always doing a great job.
Been crushing it.
And one of the questions he got was about the possibility of him chasing that Rookie of the Year award. Here's what Jackson had to say.
But your name's popping up there in Rookie of the Year conversations. Have you allowed yourself to think about that at all?
I don't even care about that stuff, dude. I couldn't care less about any Rookie of the Year votings or All-Star votings. I care about our team right here. I care about winning here.
It's my guy.
Good answer.
There's a player on the tier ones that I don't want to call out by name, Nick. my man's out there in the middle of an inning. Hey, was that playoff an RBI game. Playoff game? Did I get an RBI in that?
That's what an RBI.
That? Is that an RBI? Are you out of your mind?
You got
it's
me
the
out.
Second
two,
inning.
2 for 3 with an RBI, right?
Baseball Nick. What? You were stat ratting?
Manny did that after a sack fly in the eighth inning yesterday, too. I could see him walking back to the guy. That was an RBI. He was looking up to the press box. It's an RBI.
It's fine.
No, he did not do that.
It'd be fine if he did. Yeah, you stat ratting out there in the middle of the game.
There has been a bit of a push.
Unreal.
At least statistically, if you go by the war, outfield National League war, 1-2-3, I believe right now, is Profar, Tatis, Merrill. There's an argument to be made.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. When they line up the All-Star starters in the National League in less than a month in Arlington, that it should all be Padres out there in the outfield.
Yeah, there's definitely an argument
happen,
to be made.
But there's an argument to be made for it. We'll talk about it all with Sam Leavitt, who's standing by right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So when you host close to, over 300 pre- and post-game shows over the course of a season, including half of them from the chaotic loft at the Western Metal Supply Company. There's going to be an incident or two, and unfortunately, our Sammy Levitt had one over the weekend.
Protesters?
No, I think this was self-inflicted. Sammy, what happened this weekend? Good morning to you.
Oh, yeah, the vibes were off from very early on yesterday. Like, if you would have asked me whether the Padres were going to win or lose that game, I probably could have told you at about 12:35. I had a large cup of water on the table. This is not the first time I've done this. Spilled it all over my laptop. Now, the incredible thing is that the laptop shut down immediately, and the YouTube stream, all that went off, and I was frozen. The whole thing was a mess. The amazing thing, the laptop came back on, I would say, about an hour later, and it has been cruising ever since. I have no idea. I don't know if that is a good omen for the rest of the Padres season or not, bouncing back. But I am happy with where we're at right now. We'll see how long we go here. But the laptop has been absolutely cruising ever since.
Well, so, if it
it was a little crazy, yeah.
If it works half the time, then it will be the perfect metaphor for the Padres season. So it'll work on Monday, might work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, off, doesn't work, a big pain in your ass, and then, oh, it's back again on Friday. Look at that. I believe in this laptop again. The laptop could be the metaphor that we were looking for this entire season. But I know you've had a chance to spend some time with Jackson Merrill. We did, too, in spring training, and he sat down with us and was brimming with confidence, even then. And one of the members of this show, I don't want to mention him, was actually saying, I don't know, like, this kid's a little cocky. Cocky was the word that this person used, Ben. And I said, man, he's very confident. He is very confident. And you kept asking the question, could that cockiness be misconstrued, or that confidence be misconstrued as cockiness? I think the answer is yes, and it's great. I love it. He's a leader already, Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, he just continues to be remarkably impressive, and I'll talk about, you know, his numbers in a second, but I know you played the audio from what he said inside the clubhouse. That was at the start of the homestand, and to be honest with you, I mean, I wasn't very surprised at the answer from Jackson. Nope. That would be way out of character for what we know from him if he were to say something like, oh, yeah, you know, that would be pretty cool. I as the question was being asked, I said, I know it's coming. But, you know, he had a couple of answers post-game to me on when did he hit the home run to center. So that was Saturday. A couple answers to me post-game that I thought were really interesting. Number one, you know, I asked him, you know, because he's talked a lot about, hey, he's not trying to hit these home runs, right? He's just trying to hit the ball. And, you know, I think he called home runs happy accidents at one point. And I still kind of pressed him on it post-game on Saturday and asked him, can you point to anything that's leading to this kind of power surge? I mean, 7 home runs in 10 games, that's not all accidents,
correct,
right? And he said one word at the very start of the answer. He said confidence. And it's an extension, I think, of who Jackson is and who he's been since the very start of spring training. And then, you know, I asked him after that about the injuries and basically to kind of take me inside this team's mentality as they battle all these major injuries and guys out of the lineup, especially on Saturday with Pro Far entities out of the lineup. And you know, and he said another kind of, you know, great line where we talked about, you know, that he said to himself the night before, hey, I got to step up and not try to do too much, but step up. And just because guys are injured, it doesn't mean that, you know, they can't play as hard as they possibly can. So he is, as we all know, a great interview, and he gives you some great lines, and they are very tweetable and quotable. But beyond that with Jackson, I think it's a good moment halfway through the season, and especially with what he's done in the last couple of weeks with the power, to just recognize how remarkably impressive this is. I mean, we showed it up at spring training in Peoria, and it was very clear from very early on that he was going to be given every opportunity to win a job at a spring training, which, let's be honest about it, I don't think a lot of us anticipated before we showed up in Peoria
that
would be the case. But it was the case from very early on, and they put him in left and then ultimately put him in center. And when you consider the limited experience in the upper levels of the minor leagues, playing a position that he's never played before in his life before spring training, and now doing it at this level as well as he has, and the fact that he started this year at 20 years old, and now we're seeing this power. And you guys look at the numbers. He ended Saturday hitting 290 with 10 home runs, 30-something RBIs. I mean, you couple that with the defense, it is – I am remarkably impressed with what this young man has done. I mean, I really am. And you consider all the factors. And look, I think the Padres deserve credit, right? I mean, again, it was very clear very early on, despite some of those things I just said, the limited experience, the age, learning a new position, it was very clear from the outset that he was going to be given every opportunity to win a job. He did that. And so far, so good.
Yeah, I saw that quote in the interview you did about him saying, I need to step up a little bit with other guys hurt, but I can't also put all the pressure on myself to do too much. And that's the trick, really, isn't it? You know, you have to have that next level without feeling like you need to put the entire team on your shoulders. Talking to Sam Levitt, Padres pre- and post-game show host, and it's because of those injuries, you know, there is some concern. You played the audio on the post-game show. I was listening last night. We played it earlier. Mike Schilt discussing Fernando Tatis Jr. and his health. And you tried to explain it. I tried to explain it this morning as well. But Mike Schilt left a lot of uncertainty based on those comments, wouldn't you say, Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, look, he said he would have been available off the bench in the right spot. You know, I think what's concerning really are two things. Number one, the fact that he hasn't been in the lineup the last couple of days, and there was kind of a lot of room, you know, left in the answer post game. And, you know, look, I he hasn't looked great. Forget about the elbow before he got hit by the pitch. I mean, there was that ball down the line, you know, on Friday night where, you know, that's a ball Fernando catches, that looper down the line. And he is just, whether it's on the bases or in the field, he doesn't look right running. And I think we can all see it. And it's hard to ignore. So, you know, look, I'm going to be fascinated to see today when we show up in the clubhouse, is he in the lineup? And if not, what does that mean, right? Because that's going on 3 days out of the lineup. And again, just from what you saw with your eyes, even before he got hit by the pitch, you know, it did not look like Fernando running. It just did not. So, look, I don't have any more information on it other than what you guys have. But, you know, I'm interested to see what the update is today. And, you know, between the getting hit by the pitch and the quad situation, he's seemingly very banged up right now. And we'll see today. I'm intrigued to see what happens today with it.
Yeah, as am I, Sammy. I mean, you know, things trickle out and you hear things and people are talking. And, you know, when you don't see a guy for 72 hours, you do start to worry, you know. And
it's like every game, every time that lineup comes out now, every day, and we don't see him, you're going to start freaking out.
Yeah.
He's not in the lineup today. We're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and again, based on everything we've heard, I don't expect him to be. And if you just watch the games, you know, I mean, him trying to limp around the bases. And, you know, again, I said it the other night when I was watching these guys grind through it, man. I think it was Friday night, the nice comeback victory. Guys are playing way less than 100%. I respect the hell out of that. I do, and I know it drives people crazy. I really, really know it drives them nuts when guys are hurt and they're trying to play through it, unless they perform. And then when they perform, it's admirable when they do it. It's a weird kind of double standard we have.
Yeah, and I think the thing that stood out about the Fernando situation was honestly that ball on Friday night that you know, that was the blooper down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches that ball to me like 100 times out of 100.
That's the
and
one, man.
I feel like we've all, the last handful of days, you know, not looking great running, and clearly the gait is off. And but it was that ball where I was like, man, it's really affecting him in a way that I don't think we've seen. So look, again, I'm intrigued to see what happens today with it. And look, well, our first piece of information will be the lineup, and then we'll sort of go from there. Cause I think once you're going on 3 days out of the lineup, then it becomes a real question of, is this an IL situation or not? If you guys want, I'll give you two keys to this series against the Nationals.
Please.
Here. Okay. I did some number crunching this morning. So the Padres, you may have mentioned this already, maybe not. They will face three left-handed starters in this series against the Nationals. In the last 22 games, left-handed starters against the San Diego Padres have a 1.64 ERA. So key number one, got to figure out a way to hit lefties in this series. That is a must. a left-handed starter. Key number two, I went back to the last road trip, okay, the one to New York and Philly. I took out the Matt Waldron starts, which have both been great, and Matt Waldron pitches tonight. Other than Waldron, since the start of that road trip, a 6.96 ERA for the rest of the starting pitching. So, to me, the keys are pretty clear in this series, and hey, I do this keys to the game segment every day, but the keys to the series, hit lefties, and the starting pitching has to be quite a bit better. And look, they have a good opportunity, quite honestly, to do that with Waldron today and Darvish coming off the IL tomorrow. You'd imagine he'd be on some sort of pitch limit tomorrow, but and then CSUN on Wednesday. So gotta get it done. Gotta reverse some of what's been going on both against the lefties and with the starting pitching. So I think you start there with this series against the Nats.
This will really test the left-handed scenario because other than Mackenzie Gore, who's had an okay season, 3.5 ERA, not bad at all, the other two pitchers they're facing, you know, in Patrick Corbin, it's not good tonight. Matt Waldron's going tonight. He's been fantastic. This is kind of feels like, take this opener, please.
Got to.
Find a way to win this one. The last guy in the series, DJ Hers, was only made four starts this year, 4.5 ERA, you know, 0.1 WAR. There's an opportunity to win a series here. And the Nationals have been better than people have expected. CJ Abrams. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. for the 97.3 The Fan commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring Ben Woods, Annie and Elston, Gwynn and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. You mentioned while we were talking about Jackson Merrill and his Rookie of the Year candidacy, the interview from the clubhouse over the weekend. Sammy Leavitt always doing a great job.
Been crushing it.
And one of the questions he got was about the possibility of him chasing that Rookie of the Year award. Here's what Jackson had to say.
But your name's popping up there in Rookie of the Year conversations. Have you allowed yourself to think about that at all?
I don't even care about that stuff, dude. I couldn't care less about any Rookie of the Year votings or All-Star votings. I care about our team right here. I care about winning here.
It's my guy.
Good answer.
There's a player on the tier ones that I don't want to call out by name, Nick. my man's out there in the middle of an inning. Hey, was that playoff an RBI game. Playoff game? Did I get an RBI on that?
That's what an RBI.
Is that an RBI? Are you out of your mind?
You got
it's
me
the second inning.
Two for three with an RBI, right?
Baseball Nick. What? You were stat ratting?
Manny did that after a sack fly in the eighth inning yesterday, too. I could see him walking back to the guy. That was an RBI.
Did he?
Looking up to the press box. It's an RBI.
It's fine.
No,
he did not.
He did not do that.
Be fine if he did. Yeah, you stat ratting out there in the middle of the game.
There has been a bit of a push.
Unreal.
At least statistically, if you go by the WAR, outfield National League WAR, 1-2-3, I believe right now, is Profar, Tatis, Merrill. There's an argument to be made.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. When they line up the All-Star starters in the National League in less than a month in Arlington, that it should all be Padres out there in the outfield.
Yeah, there's definitely an argument
happen,
to be made.
But there's an argument to be made for it. We'll talk about it all with Sam Leavitt, who's standing by right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So when you host close to, over 300 pre- and post-game shows over the course of a season, including half of them from the chaotic loft at the Western Metal Supply Company, there's going to be an incident or two. And unfortunately, our Sammy Leavitt had one over the weekend.
Protesters?
No, I think this was self-inflicted. Sammy, what happened this weekend? Good morning to you.
Oh, yeah. The vibes were off from very early on yesterday. Like, if you would have asked me whether the Padres were going to win or lose that game, I probably could have told you at about 12:35. I had a large cup of water on the table. This is not the first time I've done this. Spilled it all over my laptop. Now, the incredible thing is that the laptop shut down immediately, and the YouTube stream, all that went off, and I was frozen. The whole thing was a mess. The amazing thing, the laptop came back on, I would say, about an hour later, and it has been cruising ever since. I have no idea. I don't know if that is a good omen for the rest of the Padres season or not, bouncing back. But I am happy with where we're at right now. We'll see how long we go here. But the laptop has been absolutely cruising ever since.
Well, if it
it was a little crazy, yeah.
If it works half the time, then it will be the perfect metaphor for the Padres season. So it'll work on Monday, might work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, off, doesn't work. A big pain in your ass, and then, oh, it's back again on Friday. Look at that. I believe in this laptop again. The laptop could be the metaphor that we were looking for this entire season. But I know you've had a chance to spend some time with Jackson Merrill. We did, too, in spring training, and he sat down with us and was brimming with confidence, even then. And one of the members of this show, I don't want to mention him, was actually saying, I don't know, like, this kid's a little cocky. Cocky was the word that this person used, Ben. And I said, man, he's very confident. He is very confident. And you kept asking the question, could that cockiness be misconstrued, or that confidence be misconstrued as cockiness? And I think the answer is yes, and it's great. I love it. He's a leader already, Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, he just continues to be remarkably impressive, and I'll talk about, you know, his numbers in a second, but I know you played the audio from what he said inside the clubhouse. That was at the start of the homestand, and to be honest with you, I mean, I wasn't very surprised at the answer from Jackson. Nope. That would be way out of character for what we know from him if he were to say something like, oh, yeah, you know, that would be pretty cool. I as the question was being asked, I said, I know it's coming, but... You know, he had a couple of answers post-game to me on when did he hit the home run to center. So that was Saturday. A couple answers to me post-game that I thought were really interesting. Number one, you know, I asked him, you know, because he's talked a lot about, hey, he's not trying to hit these home runs, right? He's just trying to hit the ball. And, you know, I think he called home runs happy accidents at one point. And I still kind of pressed him on it post-game on Saturday and asked him, can you point to anything that's leading to this kind of power surge? I mean, 7 home runs in 10 games, that's not all accidents,
correct?
Right? And he said one word at the very start of the answer. He said confidence.
Confidence.
And it's an extension, I think, of who Jackson is and who he's been since the very start of spring training. And then, you know, I asked him after that about the injuries and basically to kind of take me inside this team's mentality as they battle all these major injuries and guys out of the lineup, especially on Saturday with Pro Far entities out of the lineup. And you know, and he said another kind of, you know, great line where we talked about, you know, that he said to himself the night before, hey, I got to step up and not try to do too much, but step up. And just because guys are injured, it doesn't mean that, you know, they can't play as hard as they possibly can. So he is as we all know, a great interview, and he gives you some great lines, and they are very tweetable and quotable. But beyond that with Jackson, I think it's a good moment halfway through the season, and especially with what he's done in the last couple of weeks with the power, to just recognize how remarkably impressive this is. I mean, we showed it up at spring training in Peoria, and it was very clear from very early on that he was going to be given every opportunity to win a job at a spring training, which, let's be honest about it, I don't think a lot of us anticipated before we showed up in Peoria
that
would be the case. But it was the case from very early on, and they put him in left and then ultimately put him in center. And when you consider the limited experience in the upper levels of the minor leagues, playing a position that he's never played before in his life before spring training, and now doing it at this level as well as he has, and the fact that he started this year at 20 years old, and now we're seeing this power. And you guys look at the numbers. He ended Saturday hitting .290 with 10 home runs, 30-something RBIs. I mean, you couple that with the defense. I am remarkably impressed with what this young man has done. I mean, I really am. And you consider all the factors. And, look, I think the Padres deserve credit, right? I mean, again, it was very clear very early on, despite some of those things I just said, the limited experience, the age, learning a new position, it was very clear from the outset that he was going to be given every opportunity to win a job. He did that, and so far, so good.
Yeah, I saw that quote in the interview you did about him saying, I need to step up a little bit with other guys hurt, but I can't also put all the pressure on myself to do too much. And that's the trick, really, isn't it? You know, you have to have that next level without feeling like you need to put the entire team on your shoulders. Talking to Sam Levitt, Padres pre- and post-game show host, and it's because of those injuries, you know, there is some concern. You played the audio on the post-game show. I was listening last night. We played it earlier. Mike Schilt discussing Fernando Tatis Jr. and his health. And you tried to explain it. I tried to explain it this morning as well. But Mike Schilt left a lot of uncertainty based on those comments, wouldn't you say, Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, look, he said he would have been available off the bench in the right spot. You know, I think what's concerning really are two things. Number one, the fact that he hasn't been in the lineup the last couple of days, and there was kind of a lot of room, you know, left in the answer post game. And, you know, look, I he hasn't looked great. Forget about the elbow before he got hit by the pitch. I mean, there was that ball down the line, you know, on Friday night where, you know, that's a ball Fernando catches, that looper down the line. And he is just, whether it's on the bases or in the field, he doesn't look right running. And I think we can all see it. And it's hard to ignore. So, you know, look, I'm going to be fascinated to see today when we show up in the clubhouse, is he in the lineup? And if not, what does that mean, right? Because that's going on 3 days out of the lineup. And again, just from what you saw with your eyes, even before he got hit by the pitch, you know, it did not look like Fernando running. It just did not. So, look, I don't have any more information on it other than what you guys have. But, you know, I'm interested to see what the update is today. And, you know, between the getting hit by the pitch and the quad situation, he's seemingly very banged up right now. And we'll see today. I'm intrigued to see what happens today with it.
Yeah, as am I, Sammy. I mean, you know, things trickle out and you hear things and people are talking. And, you know, when you don't see a guy for 72 hours, you do start to worry, you know. And
it's like every game, every time that lineup comes out now every day and we don't see him, you're going to start freaking out.
Yeah.
He's not in the lineup today. We're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and again, based on everything we've heard, I don't expect him to be. And if you just watch the games, you know, I mean, him trying to limp around the bases. And, you know, again, I said it the other night when I was watching these guys grind through it, man. I think it was Friday night, the nice comeback victory. Guys are playing way less than 100%. I respect the hell out of that. I do, and I know it drives people crazy. I really, really know it drives them nuts when guys are hurt and they're trying to play through it, unless they perform. And then when they perform, it's admirable when they do it. It's a weird kind of double standard we have.
Yeah, and I think the thing that stood out about the Fernando situation was honestly that ball on Friday night that you know, that was the blooper down the line.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches that ball to me like 100 times out of 100.
That's the
and
one, man.
I feel like we've all, the last handful of days, you know, not looking great running, and clearly the gate is off. And but it was that ball where I was like, man, it's really affecting him in a way that I don't think we've seen. So look, again, I'm intrigued to see what happens today with it. And look, well, our first piece of information will be the lineup, and then we'll sort of go from there. Cause I think once you're going on 3 days out of the lineup, then it becomes a real question of, is this an IL situation or not? If you guys want, I'll give you two keys to this series against the Nationals.
Please.
Here. Okay. I did some number crunching this morning. So the Padres, you may have mentioned this already, maybe not. They will face three left-handed starters in this series against the Nationals. In the last 22 games, left-handed starters against the San Diego Padres have a 1.64 ERA. So key number one, got to figure out a way to hit lefties in this series. That is a must. A left-handed starter. Key number two, I went back to the last road trip, okay, the one to New York and Philly. I took out the Matt Waldron starts, which have both been great, and Matt Waldron pitches tonight. Other than Waldron, since the start of that road trip, a 6.96 ERA for the rest of the starting pitching. So, to me, the keys are pretty clear in this series, and hey, I do this keys to the game segment every day, but the keys to the series, hit lefties, and the starting pitching has to be quite a bit better. And look, they have a good opportunity, quite honestly, to do that with Waldron today and Darvish coming off the IL tomorrow. You'd imagine he'd be on some sort of pitch limit tomorrow, but and then see Sun on Wednesday. So gotta get it done. Gotta reverse some of what's been going on both against the lefties and with the starting pitching. So I think you start there with this series against the Nats.
This will really test the left-handed scenario, because other than Mackenzie Gore, who's had an okay season, 3.5 ERA, not bad at all, the other two pitchers they're facing, you know, in Patrick Corbin, it's not good tonight. Matt Waldron's going tonight. He's been fantastic. This is kind of feels like, take this opener, please.
Got to.
Find a way to win this
Got
one.
To.
The last guy in the series, DJ Hers, was only made four four starts this year, 4.5 ERA, you know, 0.1 WAR. There's an opportunity to win a series here. And the Nationals have been better than people have expected. C.J. Abrams obviously has had a decent year here, Sammy. But they're just a half game behind the Padres. They're looking at this series as their chance to move into like a wild card spot this week. So, you know, start in the second half of the season. This is a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, again, and with the way the wild card, you know, all the playoff spots work now with the tiebreaker rules, yeah, it's something I already wrote down. These games are really important in the bigger picture of the season. I mean, look, no matter what you think about the Padres and the Nationals and where you think they should be based on their talent level and based on their payrolls, and obviously you can intertwine the Soto trade into some of it as well. No matter what, you said it, the Nationals are a half game behind the Padres, and nothing's to say that you won't get to late September and you're sitting there battling for a final wild card spot with a team like this. So, you know, look, in modern baseball now, with the expanded playoff field and with the new, you know, playoff tiebreaker rules, yeah, these kinds of games are actually really important when you look at the standings in late June and see two teams right next to each other. And, you know, hey, even the Brewers, right? They're in first place in the NL Central. I think they're going to win that division. But, you know, let's say they don't. And let's say they do end up fighting for a wild card spot. Well, one feather in the Padres' cap is that you've won that season series. And those things can prove to be really, really important at the end of the year. So, yeah, these games are big, no doubt.
Well, Sammy, got three more. And then finally an off day on Thursday. I know the Padres have had, 26 out of 27 here? That's also Sammy means he's been working 26 out of 27. So
don't tell Adam because he'll find something for you to do anyway.
You can join us on the round table on Thursday.
The round table.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on
There's
in.
Always something
we'd love to
do
to
on
have
Thursdays.
You. Oh, I'd love to have
All
a Sammy.
All the pizza you can eat, Sammy. We'd love to see you.
Oh, I'd love to have you.
You know, but I will say one thing about the pizza. The one time I did do the round table in person, I've done it twice, once in Peoria and once in person, or I did it from home, whatever it was. The pizza came like right before we went on.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So how are you supposed to eat? They got to adjust that. How about the pizza after?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, Sammy, have a good show tonight. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, 6:40 first pitch, 5:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt tonight for the Loft at the Western Metal Supply Company, Padres Nationals. We've got 1 hour to go. It's a championship Monday, and Paulie's going to detail that for us in the Rindle Report, as long as some news you can use about snack foods, which is always great for the three of us. All coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.